5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, and Emory Education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Got it.
I'm like, he ain't 7 feet if he's doing this.
Yeah. What's up, good people? We are back with another episode of Daddy Issues.
Gunshot.
I was late. I was late, so I got to call for another 10.
You were late, Tony?
Man.
Oh, wow, man.
Yeah.
Let me inch that over there for you.
Put it in, Tony. Stick it in. Ow.
Yeah.
Raw.
Ooh.
Why do I believe that's really your sounds?
We getting kind of cool.
That money is looking kind of healthy right now.
It's free parking, man.
Pretty thick, dude.
I got a lot of money in that job.
Let's get some meat.
We can get some pizza. We have a pizza party.
Like elementary school.
Yeah, we have a pizza party.
I eat pizza at 10 in the morning.
Pizza party. Yeah,
11 o'clock. It's lunchtime technically. If you was in school, 11 o'clock.
Who got the most money in there?
Probably me.
She might be Tony now.
Yeah.
I think I got like 40 in there.
Oh.
I have nine in there.
Might be dead. I started off on fire. Like, the first 30 was mine.
Only Craig was the first one who owed.
Yeah.
We got the cash at.
We never had the cash.
We sent in about $75 if I could sniff it out.
That's over 75.
Count it up.
Maybe about a 100 piece.
That's kinda, closer kinda, to like 150.
Let's get something to eat.
Let's count. Let's see how much we got.
Let's order something right now.
Throw us a nice little
piece. I got to get here on time, by the way, today.
Yeah.
Nice little piece of party. Rainy days that are not going to the after school program.
Oh.
Well, we going to bet who gets closest to how much in there?
I'm saying 75 bucks is in there.
You're saying 75?
Okay.
About 75?
I'm going to final answer. I'm going to say.
Yeah.
He's already
on. Everybody puts 10.
Oh, okay. I'm going to say. No.
Keon's like, $1.
I'm trying to calculate. I'm going 100 bucks even in there.
100? Okay.
You went up.
Where you at?
I told you, it's like at 150.
Okay.
No, I'm going 120.
120. I want to go 130, 120.
I'm going to go 120.
120,
yeah.
What you got?
Hold on. I'll go 110.
Okay.
All right. Count it up. Where you going, Tony?
120.
120.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Now if it's off, that means Brennan was in there using
tip money. $60.
How much y'all think is in the late jar? What's y'all guess out here?
Tony was like, he about to pay out his strippers.
Yeah, here you go, bitch.
You did good, ladies, tonight.
Thanks.
Had a good night tonight.
You had a good night.
Good night.
Some more, we got a lot of ones in there,
you
too.
You don't get your full money.
But there's a couple 20s
you
in
late.
There.
The ones got to be Craig's. Them Craig's ones.
175.
Nah, there's some ones in here.
There's some ones in there.
I was coming with tens and cash apps.
Yeah, Craig, we got
what'd you guess?
For cash.
120?
I think y'all going to be right. I think
I'm saying 100. I'm saying 100 piece.
30.
I was going between 130 and 120.
What'd you say?
I'm thinking 120.
150.
150. So we all stay between 100 and 150?
I went 100.
All right, what you doing math for, Tony?
Okay.
He brought the calculator.
Oh, you calculating? It's even.
It's all 10s. Yeah. 10, 20, 30, 40.
You lose count. Y'all talking.
We do keep saying numbers. That's a good point.
Good point.
Someone said 95. That's impossible.
95. It can't 575. Well, 95
is not impossible if someone took a little skim off the top.
You took five? You just
maybe, maybe not.
It's not important.
Oh, you know what? I messed up because he didn't cash that.
No, but then somebody put cash.
110.
110.
Oh, Keon got it.
Yeah, Mr. Renee.
I feel like that's fitting.
110.
Talking about right. The person who counts money the most.
I see him do like this.
I shook it. That's 110.
His eyes rolled back. Right,
that's a good amount. Tony's supposed to be late last week. He got here. Remember, he was like, "Oh, I'm gonna be late."
But that was
he
me.
Made it.
No, that wasn't me.
That was me.
That was you.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I was supposed to be in the extra. I made it.
Nah. No. That was you prepping. Cause you hit me. He's like, you might have to grab my ass.
Yeah.
Tony hit us when it was day of, and that's when we put the money signs in there.
Oh, we thought they both were gonna be late.
Yeah.
And only Tony was late. DC wasn't late.
Right.
I'll be late when I say I'm late.
Yeah. DC.
No, you
know
Tony was on time.
You made it that day.
You made it. Cause we were like, dang. Cause he was like, ooh, I made it, niggas, and then you went back out.
Yeah, Tony was on time that day.
After I said I was going to be late?
Yeah, you hit us because you was like, man, I ain't going to make it.
He was like traffic.
And we was putting in the money
signs.
No, sign,
Tony, didn't, yeah. Tony didn't remember. No. That was just me.
No,
he said it. He walked in and was like, I'm here.
No, y'all can look at it.
Exactly what happened.
I don't know.
It was just me because day. Tony didn't, yeah, because I was like, as soon as I claimed
all
it,
the money signs
y'all
I said
started threw money signs
when
at me.
I claim the late, yeah. I'd be late. I'd be knowing it.
This was February 13th. This was last week.
No, last week I wasn't late.
Told you, bro.
Not back.
The
you
look around.
Yeah, the look. still ain't found it, huh?
No.
Yeah, because I really thought I was about to be late. I was coming
What's
from downtown.
You making stuff up?
What's today? The 20th or something?
Yeah.
Is it?
Mm-hmm. Man, you and my phone be resetting messages. Yeah, it ever happened, y'all? You know what I'm saying?
All the time.
You reset messages, man. What happened, dog?
All the time.
God damn it.
But overall, we've been doing pretty well since the tip jar came in into play.
110, what is that?
That's only
11
year?
Absences. Uh-huh. That's not bad.
Before the tip jar, it was
just the wild, wild west, man.
A frenzy of lateness.
At your leisure.
Whose idea was the tip jar? That was a good idea.
Mm-hmm. I remember I was late that day.
That was the beginning.
I don't know. 110, yeah, we can get some food in 110.
110's a good. That's a good piece. Mm-hmm. That's a one-way ticket somewhere. Really close. One really close.
I was like, so where we going? 3 weeks.
San Jose.
These days, 110.
Shit. I say we do a vegan pizza. Peter Pan.
Okay.
A couple vegan pizzas.
Yeah, a couple vegan pizzas. You could get a lot.
One with pepperoni.
Wait, can we do a vegetarian pepperoni. Pizza? Or
can we
is
do a vegetarian? Yeah.
Is that fair?
A vegetarian pizza?
No, I don't want no vegetarian pizza.
Vegan cheese just ain't come a long way.
I don't want regular cheese right now.
They got cashew cheese.
No, vegan.
It's just, it ain't that good.
What if we do vegan? No cheese.
Fresh Brothers is good.
No cheese on the pizza?
It's actually not bad.
Sausage pizza is pretty
It's actually
good.
Not bad at all.
It's pretty good.
It's no just cheese sauce on the pizza and the veggies. It's not bad at all.
It's really tasty.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, it's fire.
It's like dipping a breadstick.
Exactly.
I'm open to it.
Yeah, it's not bad at all.
I've never even.
Surprisingly good.
I never even thought of such a thing.
You'd be thinking, hey, I don't really miss cheese.
Cause I get like cheese on my pizza.
It's
all
good,
time.
Bro.
And like one time I was just like, no cheese.
I'm always miss the cheese.
Like, well, my pizza, I put my cheese on the side sometimes. And
what?
No,
what?
I'm just playing.
Let me get a large pizza with cheese on the
what?
Side.
Put my melted cheese on the side. Let it drizzle on there.
Drills.
That mug coagulates.
Pizza. We could do some bunch of shit. We could do biscuits again.
And a biscuit.
Do donuts, cookies, brownies, bunch of
my biscuits
bullshit.
Count this time.
Yeah.
If we were buying it, yeah.
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 Donuts wouldn't be bad.
We wouldn't eat a ton of them, but.
Y'all wouldn't eat a lot of donuts.
Speak for yourself.
Would y'all count a cronut? If we had cronuts in there, does that count as a donut?
I haven't been eating sweets.
I haven't either.
I've never
did
had
a challenge where I wasn't going to do sweets, and we already done with it, but I'm going to keep it going.
Oh, okay.
For another 30 days.
I'm inspired.
So I ain't been doing no.
No sugar?
No added. Refined sugars.
Got it.
Oh,
I'll be doing the natural.
Natural sugars, yeah. Good. Yeah.
Somebody said Red Lobster cheddar biscuits. I just had some for the first time in years. They still fire.
They hold up? Fire.
Bruh. I was like, God,
ooh, pancakes.
Damn.
Pancakes get cold.
Yeah,
fast.
Like, unless somebody was making cold. Them here. Unless somebody was eating them here, we can't do that.
Pancakes just be like, you'd be like, they already cold.
You do get them right away.
I would do tacos. We could do vegan tacos. I would do that.
Vegan tacos would be fire.
I would do that for sure. For sure.
How about griddle pancakes?
I mean, fire.
Griddle pancakes. They
from Griddle Cafe?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Why don't we go there? and shoot on location.
Don't need permits for that?
Now Amir don't want to say nothing.
Amir like, I'm not traveling. I ain't traveling a damn place, Amir.
Griddle Cafe, man.
It's on Sunset.
Fairfax.
Close to the Laugh Factory.
It's small in there, though.
It's super small.
Oh, yeah.
We get the back room.
Oh, yeah.
We spend that 100 wisely.
Ain't no back room.
110.
We in the kitchen.
We in the kitchen.
Now they got a back room in there. A private room, yeah.
No, I ain't never been in there.
They got room for a private room?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a nice size.
I've been craving pancakes for months.
Blueberry pancakes.
Oh.
Those are zaddy.
It's this place called Blueberry Hill in Las Vegas, man. Some good pancakes right there.
Las Vegas got good food, man.
Oh, they do.
Very underrated.
Vegas is good food.
Very underrated as far as food.
I hate going.
They got everything you looking for.
Because no one mentions them when they be like top food places.
Because
no one mentions Vegas.
Because they have everything.
Because Vegas is a cheat code, so people overlook Vegas. Vegas is purposely set up. We have everything literally here.
Never
leave. We got the Statue of Liberty, nigga. We got the Tower. We got pyramids. We got an orb in the middle of the city. Whatever you need.
They got New York in Vegas.
They got New York in Vegas. So it's like, it's a Chico.
Yeah. We had bottle service steak in Vegas. They brought out the little lights and stuff with steak.
Man, their whole claim to fame is we bringing the world to you in guys, the middle of the desert.
Right.
Paris is out
that's
there.
That's why people leave.
When you think
out.
That makes sense, though.
Mm-hmm.
Super cheat code.
Man, big time.
It'd be good, though.
It'd be good. Out there reaping the benefits. But I ain't been to Vegas in like, shit. I feel like I ain't been since the pandemic.
Really?
I was there 2 months
ago. I don't think so. I've been out there since the pandemic.
Are there jobs, like good jobs in Vegas besides the casinos?
I don't know.
Sure. Construction.
So.
Mm-hmm. They always
building for sure.
Yeah.
Real estate.
Strip clubs.
Medical.
Strip clubs.
Yeah.
Medical.
Yeah, because everybody got AIDS.
Whoa.
In Vegas. Everybody wild.
It's a lot of
Vegas.
AIDS in Vegas?
I don't know.
It just sounds right.
It just sounds right.
People making a lot of money.
Everybody wild.
People doing those IV runs now.
They definitely got
something. Just went
to the liquid IV. The highest one.
That's what I would do. I would do a liquid IV company there, and just when somebody's drunk, pull up, stick.
That would probably make a lot of money.
Be out.
They usually don't think about that till they get home. They stay drunk the entire time. They're not like, let me show.
I think it's growing though. I think
I did see some liquid IV bars, and I was like, well, this looks
that makes sense in Vegas.
Yeah, they have bars. Yeah,
for real.
Oh, a bar.
So liquid IV. So you go there and sit there and get, you know, you leave the real bar and then go to the liquid IV bar.
You back up. Yeah, I'm on one of those, bro.
Vegas is a good time, though. I'm overdue.
I like downtown Vegas.
They changed it now. It's not ugly no more.
Talking about Fremont?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
they still got
the zip line.
Yeah.
But it's still over like crackheads and bombs.
But if you walk the stratosphere, like going down to Fremont, they didn't revamped all that.
Oh, nice.
Like, it's nice now.
Okay. That used to be gritty over
there. Yeah. I was just walking around. I was looking for food spots. And I was like, what are all these places? I just took a walk. And I was like, oh, it's nice.
Okay.
Yeah, outskirts of Vegas is dope. Like Henderson?
My brother say.
Yeah, Henderson's there, chill because you could still get it's more calm, but you could still get the casino vibe and a little strip vibe in certain places.
Okay.
Where the Raiders casino, where their hotel is, and their hotel's dope as hell.
You been there?
Yeah, we did. We did
a
show.
Fan?
No, I wasn't a Raiders fan. I just made the switch. So I was like, this is nice if I was a fan. No, but the hotel is immaculate. The Raiders hotel is dope as hell.
It's in Henderson?
It's close to Henderson, yeah.
Their tables are too high, though. See, downtown, you go to $2 table. If you're having a hard luck weekend, you're like, let me come back.
Yeah.
Come on, Rocco. We can make it back.
Rocco. I prefer Fremont Street, though. It just seems more, it was less congested.
Yeah.
And grittier. And
it's very gritty.
It's the Maze video, man.
It was nice, though.
They had a what you call it on Fremont Street. What's the place you took me in Detroit?
Oh, they have a Coney Island right there, yeah.
Oh, Coney Island?
Mm-hmm. And I was about to go get a chili dog on a late night one time, and I was like, nah, I'm better than this.
Whatever you need in Vegas, man.
I don't need to do this.
They got you.
I stuck some Harold's in when we was in Chicago.
You at Harold's?
Yeah.
Oh, you went
there finally?
I ordered it.
Oh, for real?
Yeah.
Why you didn't tell me, you little...
He wasn't there yet.
I didn't make it yet?
He wasn't there yet. I ordered. Yeah, I didn't like the little cheese bites, but I thought
what?
I thought it was going to be mac and cheese balls, but it's just cheese fries.
You was doing extras, what you
was
doing.
Yeah, I was like, I didn't like
that. Did you get a half white? What'd you get?
I got two chicken breasts, but only one showed up in there. I was like,
oh, they skimmed you on the
You only got one titty?
Yeah. I sure enough complained on the
app. Was it double D at least?
They didn't give it free. No, that was a little titty.
They gave you the sliced bread?
Yeah, the soggy bread.
And the coleslaw?
So what should I get when I go? I'm going to Chicago 3 times this year.
You don't like white meat, right?
Not fried. Is it fried? It's fried chicken, right?
Oh, absolutely fried.
Oh, it's super, man.
It is the deepest.
Don't get me talking to Harold.
I would rather just get wings then if you don't like the breasts. Because I like the breasts.
The breasts was cooked good.
I like the wings.
It's cooked good, though? I'll try it.
For sure.
I got several times to go, so.
Yeah. I always get the half white. That was my go-to.
What's that?
It was like a breast and a wing.
Oh, okay. So best of both worlds.
Yeah. I think I get like 3 wings, 4 wings.
And then you get the slice. You get the regular white bread. On the bottom,
because you asked for sauce and they put it on there. I was like, hey, I thought the sauce was gonna be on the side.
Mm-mm. No, they put it on.
Mm-mm. What, hot sauce?
Yeah, it's like it's called mambo.
It's not hot sauce. Mamba?
You pick what type of sauce you want. They have different types of hot sauces and then like barbecue or whatever. But then they throw it on there.
I want to try them all. I want it on there. Yeah, because I need to taste them.
Put it on there.
But what if I don't like this?
You got to get it how the locals do.
Yeah.
You got to do how the locals
and then
do.
I need
none of this prissy shit, man. Just go in there.
They know. Oh, you live in LA, huh?
Yeah. You got to order, bro.
They throw it on everything in the box.
Get the That's sauce like on the They on the fries and everything.
Coleslaw.
The experience.
Well, whoever's in front of me, I'll listen to what they're ordering and be like, yeah, give me what he just said. And go with the locals.
All right. And I need a pizza spot, too.
Luminati's look good.
Luminati's is my favorite, but I also like Connie's. Giordano's is the...
I like Giordano's.
That's the tourist. Marquee.
Yeah, because I seen that in the airport, so that's the one
in
I
Vegas
don't want.
Too.
Yeah, it's Vegas.
You got Beggars.
Beggars was good.
That was a good one. Some people ride for Italian Fiesta.
Somebody just put that in
That one I didn't get to do yet. That's the one y'all had with Lou. The Italian Fiesta
me,
one?
Me, Lou, and Keenan.
Yeah, that's the hood one.
Yeah.
The black on one.
But also,
I don't know if it's black on or not, but it could be.
It wasn't.
But it's definitely on the south side, several locations. Saying,
yeah. If you have any of these spots outside of Chicago, it's not going to be as good.
Well, exactly. That's why I haven't tried them
yet. You should definitely try Giordano's in Chicago.
That's why I haven't tried Harold's yet, because you know Harold's is out here now. But I was like, no, I want my experience to be in the place.
Yeah, or
Harold's
go to, what's that
Connie's
place called?
Good.
Portillo's.
Well, wet breads.
And you can get it's a combination of everything.
Portillo, ain't that out here?
Get it. Yeah. They got one in Buena Park.
They got one.
Yeah, I've had that one. A bunch of times.
It's good. It's solid.
Yeah, Buena Park. It's like Chicago. Okay.
I've had it a lot of times.
Bread, get Italian beef.
Home Run Inn was good.
Home Run Inn is good.
That was a good one. I said, hey, I like this.
What type of food is that?
It's pizza.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. That's another
I got to try it either.
I mean, pizza all over the city.
I've plenty of times.
Yeah, you're not going to
When you going to Chicago?
I'm going May 24th and 25th.
It's gonna be hot.
It's gonna be good. That's gonna. It's not.
Nah,
gonna be
that's
too
nice
hot
weather.
Yet.
Yeah.
Oh, it don't kick in yet.
Nah.
And then I go.
Well, I don't know what today's weather. I don't know. It could be snowing.
Is it taste of Chicago around that time?
That's like usually July. Further into the summer. Mm.
That's hot.
Yeah, now that's prime summer.
I always wanted to go, but it seems like
May,
too busy.
It's dope.
Oh, it's way too busy.
Yeah, I'm going.
It's expensive, but it's great though.
And I'm going at the end of October.
Okay.
Oh, you got two good spots for Chicago. Yeah. So you're going to get the fall, you're going to get the spring, the late spring.
Yeah. So,
that's
going to
be prime real estate. What you doing out there? What room?
Riddles and...
Riddles. It's an islet.
Riddles
that's
and...
That's where?
It's an islet. It's a little...
Chicago Den Theater.
Oh, it's not Chicago?
We're going back to the Den.
It is, but it's just... If you look at the address, it'd be like,
yeah.
I remember when we did Schaumburg, they was like, this.
Well,
is
the Schaumburg
not
is out the way.
Yeah, they were like, Schaumburg.
Islip is more
Chicago.
In.
Okay.
It's more in, but like.
Schaumburg.
Schaumburg is definitely out the way.
I was like, Chi-Town, and this is not Chicago.
Yeah. It was definitely Schaumburg.
Just don't sound right. Schaumburg, make some noise. That don't sound the same, bro.
No. When I was advertising the show, I'm like, I'm not going to say Schaumburg. Chicago, y'all come this way real quick.
I advertise whatever the big city is where I'm going. Yeah. Like, I'm doing Magoobies this year.
Who?
And it's in like 10, they say like 15 minutes outside of Baltimore. Well, I'm saying Baltimore. Like, I'm not going to say whatever this city is. Know what it is.
I thought Magoobies was the city. I was like, where is
that? No. It's in Baltimore.
We got to do an ad.
Oh, who's first? Am I first? My bad.
Yeah, I'm number dos.
Am I first?
I'm not. I am first. On in there.
Here we go. This is brought to you by The Perfect Gene. I've been seeing these ads everywhere too.
Like yeah, Perfect Gene.
They've been popping them on my Facebook, on my Instagram. Like, you look at this guy. You got big thighs. You got to put on the jeans. The perfect Gene. I got mine. I wore them this past weekend. I had five shows, two nights of shows.
Okay.
I wore them both nights.
Right.
Because, you know, we pack light now. Dude. Hey. I ain't packing.
Same old jeans.
I'll change my shirt. That's it. And they hella comfortable. I don't like stiff jeans. I like my jeans, my pants to feel like more like sweats.
I'm with you, Keon.
And if they got the little stretch material, some people are like, no, you can't do that as a guy. Nah, man. I be moving on stage. Mm-hmm. It was flexible. It was comfortable. And they let me choose my sizes because sometimes, you know what I mean, you get whatever the store has. Yep. But that's not quite my waist and that's not quite my length. Yep. And like, so I want to choose my own size. And it fit me to a T. Mm-hmm. I ordered what I wanted and it was nice. Mm-hmm. I wasn't mad.
I agree. Try mine on too. Love them.
Yeah.
Love them.
I liked them.
The color's amazing. Came out how I picked.
Which ones did you get? I got the black ones with the ripped jeans.
I did sky blue.
Okay.
Sky blue. So a little ash wash, light blue jean color. Yeah. And they fit good. And what I was worried about is the bottom of the jeans.
Yeah. That's what I was worried about.
I don't be liking that boot cut look.
Yeah.
And it fit perfect with my ones.
I wore the ones too.
Mm-hmm. My ones.
And I was going to get the khaki because I wanted to see a comfortable khaki.
Yeah.
But I was like, these black ones just look too good.
Keon never sounded old to me until right. Comfortable khaki.
Comfortable khaki.
The oldest Keon's ever sounded.
I wanted to get the comfortable khaki. He had on the Spice Adam. The comfortable khaki. I just saw him as a coach. I got olive green joints.
I almost did.
Yeah. I got the olive green slim.
They had a lot of selections.
Slim joints. Yeah. And they sent me the wrong size. They sent me the slim. Big. It was like a slim big that they sent the first time.
I'm
like, nah, I didn't know what it is.
They had what?
They had skinny.
Skinny, slim, fit, boot cut, something else and something else. And then they had either jean or khaki or the stretch, because you could get the regular cotton jean or the stretch jean.
Give me the stretch.
Yeah, I took the stretch all day.
Stretch is comfortable.
I was doing unnecessary shit on stage, too. I'll be honest. I was moving.
It's comfortable, man.
You turn to an ice skater.
Yeah, I'm like, it's comfortable, man.
You do the Jean Van clap down from two stools for no reason.
It's funny because it says, F your khakis and get the perfect jean. You get 15% off when you use the code issues15 at theperfectjean.nyc. Okay, so that's theperfectjean.nyc. Use the code issues15 for 15% off. Yeah, I liked it a lot. I was very pleased with my jeans.
I concur. You got to be a damn fool not to get that deal.
Yeah.
Now I can't wait to get my jeans.
Mm-hmm. Which ones you pick?
The khakis.
Okay.
No, I was.
I'm trying to say khaki cool now, dog, because I said it old. Say it old, bro.
Go with my little red sweater.
The khakis.
Go with my little button up.
Oh, you going full LA?
I throw it all way different types of ways.
Craigie, now my perfect jeans, homie.
Got my perfect jeans.
Perfect jeans.
Perfect jeans. You turn your feet just to the perfect angle outwards.
Wear my jeans to the port.
To the port. I must have missed this email. I don't remember this at all.
What?
Remember what? Perfect jeans.
You remember?
We had it, and you don't watch.
Oh, the text I sent several times.
Yeah,
Keon. I remember none of this.
The one I was on your ass.
Yeah, Keon was like, "Hey, answer the email."
We all Chaz sent it in.
None of this sounds familiar.
Really?
Chaz, did we pay anything
at all?
I was like, "Was I there?
You guys like you making up who was late?"
No,
that wasn't it. That wasn't it.
You saw
that, huh?
I always check the email after they start calling out which ones they're doing. I'm like, "Oh, we got an email."
Y'all just like to be surprised on every week.
What happened?
Oh, so wait. What
there's an ad today?
She had a whole several days to look at everything. Mm-hmm. Y'all wait till the show be like, so wait, so we doing what now? Who? When? Where?
Sorry.
You sent in your address?
Yeah. Sent in my address. My direct address.
You didn't get the gene?
Nah.
Why you don't be getting the stuff?
I don't be getting some of the stuff.
What's crazy, I had to change my address. And sent it to Imani, and I had stuff coming in like the next day.
Yeah, no.
Oh. Mm-hmm. It came that fast?
It came fast as hell.
Oh, wow. It did come fast. Mm-hmm.
Fast as heck.
Some of the stuff, though, they just like, I'll just get an email mm-hmm. and be like, you got a package on the way. And I'll be like, I didn't order nothing. Oh, but it don't say what it's time. From. Yeah, you know what I mean? So I'll just be like,
I'll be like, what's this?
I'll be thinking it's fraud.
All I get is vitamins and food.
Oh, the vitamins. Stop.
Tisha came in. That does not stop. We still get those, though. The highest.
Oh, yeah. We don't even do that no more. Like, stop.
I'm trying to find people.
They're trying to force it on us. You going to try these vitamins.
You going to do these
We
vitamins.
Didn't like it. My kids didn't like it. Like, stop.
Yeah, my nieces and nephews stopped coming by with their mama. Because I'm like, hey, give this to the kids.
Pawning them off for y'all, though.
That's the first time Izzy legit spit it out.
Yeah.
She was like, I was like, you don't like this? You really don't like this?
Round of P got a question.
What's happening? Round of P.
So, Round of P, think of an ex-friend that you can't stand. No ex-girlfriends. You get to give them endless roaches in their house for 1 year. You don't have to say who, just why you elect them and what did they do wrong to you.
I don't have any ex-friends.
An ex-friend?
I have no ex-friends.
I got ex-friends. Usually my ex-friends come because I have a friend named Donnell that's like the nicest dude in the world, and he'll like loan them money or something, then they won't pay him back or they'll do something. Then I'll be like, you know what? I ain't friends with them.
Because
it could happen to me next.
Oh, so
and
you
I'll just be like, let's cut it off right there.
Cut
thanks
them
for
off
taking
at the
it.
Chase.
Yeah. Thanks for taking it for the team, buddy.
Donnell. They'll never get that money back.
Yeah, I tell him that all the time. He's like, no. They said.
Since I can't think of a friend, I would have to go to like a family member.
Ex-family members?
Yeah, and I'm not ex-family members. Just family members
kicked them right out.
May have delivered roaches to our house.
Oh.
And just return the favor. Just get them back. A little revenge. You know what I mean? I know y'all gave us these roaches. Because they was at your house. And all of a sudden, we seeing them. Nah, I might have to return that favor.
They came in the...
Heck yeah.
In the clothing. Mm,
in the clothing. They travel. Roaches travel.
They do. Mm-hmm. They do.
They travel.
Suitcase. Yeah. Where we going?
Come on, kids.
Uh-huh. We have to go to a certain family member house and shake out our clothes and all that. My mom be like, shake that coat off
before you get in this damn car. Mm-hmm. Shake your clothes out.
Man.
Somebody right there is like, we never did that. Because
they were the house.
We were like that at a venue recently. We got some Diddy.
Oh, yeah.
They got a big roaches, too. There's a big roach.
Back when I would have issues with my friends back in the day, we just fought, and then we was cool immediately.
Huh? Oh, you pinched me pretty hard in the mouth. Good one.
But then, like,
let's get something to eat.
When I got older, definitely. I'm trying to think, man.
Yeah, I don't have any ex-friends.
Hey, you know, there's people like you've grown apart from. So I got those, but.
Yeah, but then nothing bad happened.
That's
yeah,
not like, yeah I don't they do enough no to where I want to give them roaches.
Yeah, somebody. Giving them roaches.
It's got to be
years.
Somebody. Hold on. It's got to be, right?
I mean, there's comedians I don't fuck with no more.
You going to give them roaches?
But that's.
Who you giving a roach to?
Giving roaches, though.
That's only for a year.
That's
right?
Tough, though.
It's only for 1 year.
It's just right. A roach.
Even when she said exes. I don't have anybody I want to give roaches
definitely
to.
Definitely ain't got no women I want to give the roaches to.
Nah, they give me roaches. My exes got roaches.
I would do it as a joke more than
like a prank.
Yeah. For a year, though? Sorry, dog. I thought they were going to go away. My bad,
a year's crazy.
That's
long.
That's a long time. Roaches, bro.
That's a long time for roaches. That's a long time for roaches. You can't really go anywhere. They in your car by now. They at work with you by now.
Damn.
Everywhere you... They in your coffee cup in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
Running around pregnant out their butt.
Yeah, I used to coexist with roaches tough, though. Like when we stayed with my aunt, she had roaches tough. So, and we was in the basement. So they was down. They wasn't down there as deep as upstairs. Because I used to go up there and just... I used to just challenge myself. Like, man, I'm going to go up here and cut the light on.
Oh.
I would cut that light on. It was everywhere. And I was just like... So downstairs in the basement, there was this chair they used to hang out in, the baby ones. And so it was the chair I did my homework on. And I'd just be like... let me do my homework. And I would just slam that chair down and it would just come out.
I'd be like, you loud.
How long we got to stay here? Because I would slam it down every time. I know eventually, though, those roaches disappeared. I don't know what was done.
They moved.
They just left. I feel like they're just like, let's get the hell out.
And they be moving. Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like the roaches.
They like dirty energy, in here.
Yeah, I feel like even the roaches is like, man, what the hell are we doing?
We moving.
Let's go next door. This. Yeah,
the family. I feel like they just left
because like, there was no real extermination. There was no bombing of the house. It was just like they was just like.
She's like, Clarence, you said you was gonna get us out of here. All right, well, shit, pack up your stuff.
And they just went to a different house.
Yeah. But man, so that was like the
roaches and Tony thought the same. How long are we gonna stay? They was like, I know,
dog. Man. It was just like
you gotta stay here.
Cause I would catch the baby ones in that chair. I would slam that mug down.
They got to play.
I had one place I stayed had roaches in Panorama City.
Mm.
And I remember I turned on the oven. A lot of mugs came out under there.
Was it a lot of them? Big ones?
Yeah. I remember, because then when I moved, because I remember I turned on the oven. I was like, man, I'm about to make something, whatever I was trying to make. I turned on the oven, and I remember smelling like, hey, yo, what's up? But I'm like, it's probably old dust. Yeah. It's probably the dust smell.
Uh-huh.
Man, I saw one, and it was just a scurry. And I was like, oh, kick it. Trying to stomp them out. And then when I moved, I remember two roaches came out of my suitcase. And I was like, kick. You're not allowed to keep here.
Damn.
It was the, no, how did you get roaches running around?
When you turned on the stove, how many roaches would you say ran out?
I remember seeing about, I can think, because I remember they started spreading. So I want to say there was about 10 to 11.
Oh, my God.
And I remember trying to stomp them, and then I just left.
Oh, you lost your appetite?
Yeah, I left the stove on and everything now that I think about it.
It's going to blow the apartment up.
Because
you had the oven on or the stove?
I had the oven on.
Oh, the oven, okay. On. They love the oven.
Yeah, because it's underneath. And then, but I put it up high. And then I went straight to the leasing office. I was like, y'all got roaches. And they were like, yeah, well, sign this paper here and we'll get around to it.
So they knew I'd
get around to it. I said, I got a dip. I left without even, I might have an eviction somewhere. I left.
Oh, mm-hmm. You just, that day, you was like.
I left like a couple of days later.
Where'd you go?
I moved in with my homies in
Korea. To the van.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. The van was long gone. The van was in a junkyard somewhere. Man. By then.
The crazy part be like being at one of my family members' house and like a roach would climb out and like touch our food or something. And then my aunt would be like, hey, just wipe your food off. And I'd be sitting there just like not eating. And my cousins would be like, he think he too good. Like making you
better
feel
than us out here.
Yeah, you'd be like, oh, shit.
Absolutely.
Look at him. I got it. He think he's better than us.
Hey, he got roaches stuck in his teeth. Right.
We had a friend, my granny's friend. Mm-hmm. And she would like watch everybody and stuff like that. And so when they went around, they'd be like, hey, we're going to take you over there. Mm-hmm. You know, we didn't grow up like that. Like my mom and them grew up like that, but they, you know, not no more. Yeah. So they would like try to tell us like it's not that bad. But we was like, we are not used to this.
Yeah.
So then we would go over there and they'd be like, have a seat. And I'd just be like. So I would just play outside the entire time.
Yeah.
And she was like,
the bougie kid.
Yeah, and they'd be like, come in, have lunch. And I'm like, I'm
still playing.
Wait, they had roaches?
I'm not hungry. Huh?
They had roaches?
My granny's friend did.
Okay, got you.
And they sitting out there, and I was just like, nah, I'm good. And, you know, I eat.
Yeah.
So they was like, he must not be hungry. And my mom and them were like, nah, he hungry. Like, as soon as we leave, I'd be like, can we get something to eat? Like, but I just wouldn't. And I just played outside. They was like, he real active. I was like, and I ain't going to be in there with that hell.
My friend with the best food.
Man, I'm out.
My friend with the best food always had roaches. He always had, like, a fresh cake under the thing. He always had some hot water cornbread, some steak with gravy. And I'd be like, dang, damn. I won't eat.
Yeah. But I know a roach was on this pot. It was on this pot.
They be around. You're like, God damn, it smelled good in here, too.
Damn.
Couldn't do it.
The roaches just ruined the whole vibe. You'd be like, man, it's about to be good. You see one, you'd be like, you know what?
Yeah.
What else is dirty?
Right.
That's what it was. I was just like, what else
is nasty?
So I didn't even want to. I didn't want to use a bathroom. Like, I don't want to do nothing.
You just got
to
enjoy the roach flavor and everything.
Say, nobody asks what's worse, though, roaches or mice?
Roaches.
How many mice? Mad mice is worse than roaches.
How many mice are we talking? No.
I don't know. You ever see mice all run from up under something?
Well, yeah, I'm saying. I've never seen that. That's what I'm saying.
Me out.
And mice are meaty flesh. Like, you know what I mean? They like roaches.
I mean,
you
it's
can
a
just,
bigger, it's a bigger
you
issue.
Kill
to
a
tackle.
Roach. You
I'm taking
on
one mouse over roaches.
That's what I'm saying.
But yet, if it's the oven and all them
roach mice, come
on.
Or,
you can't step on a mice. You can't step on a mouse. It's, that's going to be gruesome.
But yeah. If it's one mouse, I don't care about that versus roaches.
You can just kill them all.
I'd rather have mice.
Give me roaches.
How many mice we talking
about? It's usually only like one or two.
Yeah. That's one
never,
too many.
It is one too many.
I'm okay with that.
It'd be hundreds of roaches.
Yeah, but they don't be leaving turds. Roaches don't leave turds. Mice be leaving little turds
The
everywhere.
Turds be tucked in, though.
And they be in the walls.
You got to look for the turds. Walls.
You can hear them all day.
Yeah.
We just had to kill silent. We just had to kill one in the attic.
Oh, real?
Cuz where I live, you know, it's an alley and everybody got fruit trees and everybody sold in the backyard it be, and it ain't mice.
Oh, you got rats.
It was and we fruit killed we put some traps fruit out in rats. The backyard and the next morning Cody was like, "Come get it." And it was in the trip.
Yeah. But see, fruit rats.
But we heard it in the walls. I was like,
"You motherfuckers."
He was out of here.
You lucky.
But you see him in the alley. You see him because everybody got fruit trees.
What do you think is a better way to kill him? With the trap or do you use the sticky things?
Are they alive with the sticky
things?
They
get off the sticky things.
I feel bad for the sticky death.
Sometimes they look goofy as hell on there.
It's a slow, painful
How do they die of the sticky?
They just be there.
They just stuck.
They just kind of starve.
No, I heard it. I heard the trap when it went out. We was in the house and I heard it in the back. And I was like, well,
I feel bad. Big trap.
Oh yeah, I got the ones that you know you step on and
like
back
bear
away.
Trap. Man, remember the commercial, the cartoons, the TV open.
I got it. And this is why what happened was we had somebody come by because I saw a little pellets in the where the heater is. So I saw the pellets. So I was like, we got something right. And all of a sudden, I hear something under the tub making hella noise. Mm-hmm. Blah blah. So what happened was we knew they was in the backyard. But I'm like, if you're in the backyard, you running different alley, whatever. But right. I felt like they was being disrespectful.
Oh, you gonna come in now?
Yeah, come in, and not only come in. It's 6 a.m. I hear you in the wall making noise. I was like, oh, this nigga got comfortable.
Oh yeah.
So like, I took offense to it. So we set the trash and like, pop, pop. And I was like, yeah, because if you'd have just played it silently and been in the backyard,
mind your business,
steal a piece of fruit, you know, steal. But once you come in the house, waking me up at 6, like you work here, nigga, you gotta go.
You gotta get up out of here,
so,
bro.
That's disrespect.
Yeah.
He was that roommate who's on the couch but don't give a damn. Yeah. What up, Kia?
Man. Guy on the couch.
So the kids gave him a name, and they was like, "You get Ricky." It's called Ricky the Rat. And I was like, "I got him." They was like, "All right, cool."
It was only one for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
that's the thing. Like, a mouse is always a bigger shock.
That's
when
what
you
I'm
see
saying.
One.
Right?
Like, oh shit! And then
they eyes.
Because you see them and they scurry. I remember I killed one time. I felt bad later, but it was like we captured it. Like this big, I don't know if it was a pillowcase, it was some kind of sack.
Uh-huh.
And my brother had some like swords.
And
I used the case of the sword.
Uh-huh.
And I was just hitting the sack. I was like, back. And I was like, we got him. But then I was like, who am I? I felt bad immediately.
Your first then, body, yo.
Yeah. So then like now I catch him alive. Like the last one I caught, I was at Cherie's parents' house, and it was one in the house. I managed to catch it and then throw it outside.
How are you catching them?
I forget.
You going barehanded?
Used,
nah.
No. Oh, okay. No, I use like a, because once you corner them and then you get like a bag or something, you'll get them in there.
Barehanded.
But I was able to do that.
You can't catch and release. They're repeat offenders.
Yeah,
like
I
little
caught,
black
I caught
kids.
It
if you don't take them to jail.
He'd be right back.
I let it loose in the aqueduct.
Wow.
Let it loose in the aqueduct. Yeah.
Catch and release.
Wait till the month is over. Jesus.
Little black kid.
Yeah, but I did murder one up, man.
Oh, Craig like, Lucas over here. Oh,
nah, he...
Am I right?
Oh, I just realized.
Craig Lucas.
Come on,
bro.
I got away from him quick.
I just realized what he was doing.
Am I right, guys?
This nigga here, bro. It just hit you.
I heard it when he said it, but I was just like,
Wait, I missed it. What happened?
You called him Craig Lucas.
Craig Lucas.
Oh. Like Frank Lucas?
No.
That's what I thought.
So
I
Tony missed. Tony didn't hear
Tony
the joke.
Did. Yeah. He said... It's like little black kids. You got to catch them and release them. And then I was like, damn, during Black History Month, and he said Craig Lucas.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah.
David Lucas.
Yeah, David Lucas.
He got caught and released.
Yeah.
Oh, let me do this ad real quick.
Yeah, do that.
I got to pee.
All right, here we go.
I got to pee, guys.
I was waiting for him.
You ever try to break a bad habit and felt like you're just climbing Mount Everest in flip-flops?
Yeah.
Yeah, we've been there too. But here's a breath of fresh air.
Oh.
Fume is not about giving up. It's about switching up.
Mm.
Fume takes your habit and simply makes it better, healthier, and a whole lot more enjoyable. Fume is an innovative, award-winning flavor air device that does just that. Instead of vapor, Fume uses flavored air. Instead of electronics, Fume is completely natural.
Mm.
And instead of harmful chemicals,
Fume
uses delicious flavors.
Oh,
you get it?
Flavors?
Instead of bad, Fume is good. Uh-huh. It's a habit you're free to enjoy and make replacing your bad habits easy. Your Fume comes with an adjustable airflow and dial and is designed with movable parts and magnets for fidgeting, giving your fingers a lot to do, which is helpful for de-stressing and anxiety while breaking your habit.
Okay.
I personally tried the Fume and I enjoyed it. I liked it a lot. It was okay. Plus, Fume has just released a magnetic stand for your Fume, so there's no more losing it around the house. It's built for fidgeting in mind. You can spin your Fume around on it. Start your year off right with the good habit by going to tryfume.com/issues.
Issues.
Once again, that's tryfume.com/issues. And getting the journey packed today.
Mm.
Fume is giving listeners of the show 10% off when they use our code issues.
10% off.
To help making start the good habit that much easier.
10% off, man. That's a good deal.
10% off.
Start the good habit at tryfume.com/issues to save 10% off the journey pack today.
10% off. All
right.
Yeah.
Damn fool not to get that deal.
Right. That's a good time. So Les Ray want to know, what's something strange or odd you do at home when nobody's watching?
I crack my toes all day.
You crack your toes?
Yeah, I crack my toes.
I'll be cracking my toes.
Yeah, I'll be pulling them and all that.
I don't think they're strange or odd.
Okay, so let's go to the crack.
It's the first time I've heard
you crack. No, I'm just playing. No.
I don't think I've ever heard somebody just crack their toes all day. I don't think I've heard that.
I crack my toes all the time. It's just like a knuckle crack.
You don't be busting booty bumps?
What's this?
Booty pimple.
So a pimple on your butt.
Oh. Yeah,
this is what you do all day when you're at home by yourself?
I'm like, let me get this.
If you got one, you got to pop it.
You got a lot of them over there?
Not no more.
I'm trying to think. What do I do weird all day?
At the house and nobody's looking?
Stranger odd.
Stranger
odd. I talk to myself.
I do that.
I
do
that strange all the time, odd.
Man. I sing to my plants. Loud. That's not really.
No.
No.
We all do that.
What I be doing?
That's a great question.
You don't sing to your plants?
I don't have
plants. You know what I do all the time? I play fight all the time.
By yourself?
You'd be like, yes, I'm a whole ninja at home.
Really?
But like, absolutely. Just solo?
100%.
Okay, I'd be Spider Man still, swinging through, grabbing stuff. Oh. I'm a child.
That's different.
Okay.
That's
there's 16 people trying to get it.
Yeah. You do the fool. You do the fool.
Are you just have downtime? Or?
Where does it come from?
How did it start?
Just being a kid, and that was just
always. That's something I've always done.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I've never stopped being like.
When was the last time you did it?
It had to be 2 days ago.
This is full flight
I'll be sweating.
Just tuck and roll in an empty room.
I'll be some jump on the couch, 2 foot kick.
What's sparked it up?
Roll under.
Oh, I know something I do, but I don't do
catching
it.
Catching the sword.
All this? Do you break it off though? Do you go?
Oh, absolutely. Is it going towards you?
I'll be all, yeah.
And you act this out.
In my mind, so somebody, I'm good at all.
If somebody looked in your house, they would see you.
You would think I'm getting.
Yo,
I'd be getting mad guns out of nowhere.
Shit.
That's funny.
That's funny.
By all day. Nobody's ever caught you?
I don't think so.
Do you do it when the other people are home?
I'm surprised you've never seen or heard me. I've definitely done it when we lived together.
I saw the hole in the door.
Well, that was on purpose. That was not me.
That was real deal.
Pretending to fight somebody.
But I never walked in and Chad was like, Tone, grab him.
I feel like Tony would have grabbed him, though.
I'd have tackled him. You got the sword?
I got it. Thanks, man.
Yeah. Funny.
I'm with it.
Son of a bitch coming here.
Yeah. I'm getting hot right now doing all that.
That's funny.
I'm would really trying to think.
Well, because they said alone, right?
Yeah, by
so
yourself.
Never mind. I don't have it. Because I do goofy shit in the house, but I'm not by myself.
So that does that make us not weird if we don't really?
I gotta have something.
I was gonna say I gotta have.
I gotta be
something.
Weird in some type of way, man.
I thought cracking toes was.
Nah, I'll be cracking toes.
I feel like that's weird. I just feel like both of y'all are weird. You know for that.
This is a knuckle crew. You don't crack your knuckles.
Do you crack my knuckles? Do you, I've never done my toes.
Do you pull them or do you just crack with your feet?
Look at these cats.
Are you doing it?
I use my hand.
I use my hands too. Yeah. Okay, so it's not really weird.
Because yeah. I sit the way I sit like a shaman all the time. Yeah. So even when I'm playing Call of Duty, I'm sitting in the gamer chair, legs folded up,
cracking toes.
So my toes is right there. So I just be like, okay. If they need cracking.
Okay.
But I didn't consider it.
Yeah, crack out toes?
I thought it was
no. The only time my toes have been cracked is when my granny used to grab us and crack them. She knew we hated it.
She is. That's hilarious. Mm-hmm.
She would catch a slip. We'd be watching TV and she'd be like, and we'd be like, ah, no.
That's funny.
We used to hate it.
I used to do IVNA like that.
That's funny.
You crack your toes?
I karaoke bottomless while I cook.
You cook bottomless? That's weird in itself.
That's weird. Why the bottoms?
Yeah.
Why not just the full?
I'd be comfortable.
Why not the full?
Yeah. I like the airflow.
Why don't you get the butt naked?
Why you got the top?
Cause cooking, I don't know. I keep my shirt on. I don't like catching colds.
Shirt on, big out.
Bob, but your cheeks and penis hole.
But this is
the
chest where you got to keep warm.
It is. That is.
This is why you go to Craig's house. Like, hey man, I got some. No, it's on the stove. No,
did you have bottoms when you made this? That's what you got to ask Craig's food now. Was your bottoms on when you made this? Like, nah.
Only if I'm pulling out the oven, then that's gets
a
little weird.
The oven pull out with no bottoms on?
It's a little weird.
Be all hot, out,
man.
Watch out. Walk in the kitchen, I'm like, oh, man.
Winnie the Pooh.
With his butt pimples just looking at you.
Man.
Come on,
busted booty bumps. Just, oh, man. No one, no steak.
Cooking with no bottoms is wild, bro.
This just is random.
Craig is out here naked like, you know what? I'm going to get
but
I'm
I got a
my
mic
shirt.
In my hand doing karaoke.
Why are you cooking?
Yeah, I got that.
Is the mic a euphemism for your penis?
No, it's not.
Okay.
That Martin episode.
Ooh, yeah.
So did you see recently that they didn't know? I just saw an interview.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know that. Casey and JoJo didn't know. They thought they were going to be performing on Martin's show, and Martin just came down doing that whole thing. So Casey was really, like, that's why he looked so pissed.
Oh,
he was really mad that Martin interrupted what they thought was a real.
That's heck of funny.
So they didn't know. Yeah. They said they set it up like, y'all going to come sing on the Martin show. This nigga just came down because Martin wanted a real authentic
reaction.
Yeah,
he got a real authentic reaction, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, it was mad funny.
I didn't know that.
I'm surprised they didn't try to fight him. But they probably like, this is more his
show. Yeah, we can't
do live studio
audience. I think halfway through they realized, all right, well, this is the show. Let's just roll with it. But Casey Face, that's why he's like, hey, what are you doing? He didn't know.
Because he came out hard.
Came down the stairs of that white dude with his belt undone. Why was the belt undone?
Ooh, yeah. Because Jonesy always had that loose look.
Yeah.
Like,
they were always sagging, too.
Boots unlaced.
He was so hard, bro.
Ooh, yeah.
That question stumped me, but I'm going to pay attention when I go home.
Yeah. Oh, what I be doing?
Yeah, what I be doing. And I'm going to come back with it next week. I'm like, this is what I be doing. This
I'd
weird.
Literally just be, I'll be talking.
Cracking toes.
I'll be dressed.
But that's a jab at me.
No, I just be, I'm not even nude like that. Yeah. I take a shower and then I get back dressed. Yeah. I do wear my socks half on, half off.
I do that, okay. Bro. That's weird. I do that too.
Y'all
bro.
Niggas are the same.
That's how I can't
so
sleep. Yeah,
I don't know why it feels good.
Yeah.
To have the tight part of your sock up on your feet.
Yeah. Half on, half
that's
off.
That's weird, yeah.
I don't know why I be doing that.
They might come all the way off at night, but I can chill with them halfway on, half off.
That's some weird.
I always think if somebody seen me doing this.
That's why I can't think of anything that I do by myself, but I do things in the house that nobody would see, like if the wife and kids are home. Like who I am inside is not who I am outside. Like inside, I am a maniac. Mm. Just dumb, goofy. Like I moon coddy. 450,000 times a day.
Yeah.
Like, and in creative ways too.
Right.
Like, it's never just a full on. Like, yeah. She'd be in the corner. I'll do a spin move. One time I act like I tripped and fell on the bib. My uh-huh. cheeks was out. Like, I moon her all the time. Cause she'd be dying laughing. That's so I'd be like, all
right. Deion Gibbs.
He got a booty hole picking the phone right
that
now.
That is disgusting.
Right
how,
now.
How mooning is funny with
Why
guys,
is it funny?
But not with women. Women can't just moon.
Women need to moon us more often, man.
Think about that.
I mean, they be mooning this low key when they be twerking. That's basically
that's
a moon.
Yeah.
Well, I think because we just like ass on them. So
I'm
it's not
you never
funny.
Been driving on the freeway and just see a woman with her ass.
On a moon. Ladies, moon us.
Moon would be funny.
Tony Baker, just show us the cheeks. Like, oh, y'all wild out here. Love it.
Like I remember on a road trip, we were driving to San Diego for a tournament, basketball tournament. But it was one of those ones where the coaches don't go. It's like your own.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it was me, five of my teammates, we going from the Bay, and it was a car full of girls that was kind of like on pace with us, and my boy stuck his ass at the windows and moved them. Like it was just like, all right.
I think girls will get followed home. They're like, hey, right.
So there's a safety issue for sure.
Definitely.
For sure.
Yeah, and then when is it not a moon? So, like, if your balls come out, it's still a moon. But if they moon and they're like,
if your balls
come out, the moon was too much.
Yeah, you went too far.
Yeah, you went too far. I'm not supposed to see your asshole or balls. Yeah.
The moon just
the moon.
Take a little bit of ass.
Yeah, it's supposed to top
of
crack.
You got a whole ass.
Like 50% crack.
Yeah. Just,
nah, that's a full on.
An asteroid belt happening.
You're not supposed to bend over with a moon. Like, nothing's supposed to be open.
What's it called when it's like a meteor shower?
Oh, yeah.
The balls is out.
Nah, man.
Moon just supposed to be some biscuits.
That's it. A little bit of ass. Ass crack. That's it.
Real quick too. Yeah. Quick flat.
Oh, ass just sitting quick. There. It's like,
oh, you sit him on the window.
It's assault.
I did it in Walmart once.
Yeah, just sitting on the window.
I opened up the freezer. You know the freezer part in Walmart and put my cheeks on the freezer thing.
Raw cheeks.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
This when we were in college. Oh, we were drunk as shit. We were drunk and somebody was like, "I dare you to do it."
His family's touching that.
And then they wanted, so we closed it back. You see
that ass print there?
Oh my god.
That's what Keelan
drunk
get it
as
from.
Hell.
Butt cheeks.
Man. Butt cheeks.
Nowadays, if you moon someone, that's assault, right?
I don't know. Probably so.
It's probably indecent exposure.
Indecent exposure, yeah.
Yeah.
And if you moon somebody, if you grab them, I mean, pants somebody, then that's a
sexual
assault.
Oh, I can see that.
Yeah.
I saw this girl get pants.
I did pants yo this morning.
Damn.
I think it was. Today, yesterday? My pants are tough.
What?
We was at the strip club in Miami. There was a stripper up there. She was doing her thing. And she brought a girl on stage, like a civilian girl. She was trying to tear her clothes off. And I was just like, yo, this is uncomfortable. Even though it was two women, we was like, yeah. But then I was like.
She went full on Pepe Le Pew on her.
She's going too hard trying to peel this woman's clothes off.
I heard that's a regular occurrence.
Though. Yeah, they be doing that. But this girl looked like. She wasn't ready.
She wasn't wanting that. That would throw me the hell
she
off.
She could press charges here. So that kind of took me out of it. I was just like, damn, I don't think she.
Now you witnessing
a
crime, bro. Right.
I went into it. Yeah, I was just like, am I an extension?
Like,
I ain't even throw money. I was like, I don't want to be a part of this. I was like,
where's Detective Benson?
Man, that stripper was on point though. She was entertaining, but that moment, I was just like.
I wonder what's the boundary where you like she ain't down with this.
Yeah, she was trying to get them clothes off of her.
Was the girl trying
to get
off
stage? Should be on the first.
She's hanging just, on, like,
trying to hang on to her dignity. I was like, oh, what's happening here?
Oh my god!
Yeah, it was.
Did they have any questions in there?
Yeah, before we do the questions, man, Blue Chew.
Hey. Oh, yeah.
This episode is sponsored by Blue Chew. Let's talk about sex since we're talking about strip clubs and getting your clothes ripped off.
If I pop a chew, pull my pants off.
I mean, you know what I'm saying?
Let them see it.
You ready. You
ready. Mine won't come off if I pop a chew.
You have to do the, man. Do the around or do the pull down and then flop up.
Guys, remember the days when you were always ready to go? Now you can increase your performance and get that extra confidence in bed. Listen up. BlueChew.com. Blue Chew is a unique online service that delivers the same active ingredients as Viagra, Cialis, and Levitra, but in chewable tablets and at a fraction of the cost. You can take them anytime, day and night, so you can plan ahead or be ready whenever an opportunity The process is simple. Sign up at BlueChew.com, consult with one of their licensed medical providers, and once you're approved, you'll receive your prescription within days. The best part? It's all done online, so no visits to the doctor's office, no awkward conversations, and no waiting in the line at the pharmacy. Blue Chew's tablets are made in the U.S. of A and prepared and shipped direct to your door in a discreet package.
Keep it on the low.
Good old USA.
You
know what
I'm talking about? You feel me, man.
Keep it on the low.
Blue Chew adds, it adds to the occasion. Mm-hmm. It's a good time, man. It's a good time when you need it. It comes through in the clutch, man. So listen, Blue Chew wants you, wants to help you have a better sex. Discover your options at BlueChew.com. Chew it and do it. And we've got a special deal for our listeners. Try Blue Chew free. When you use the promo code ISSUES at checkout, just pay $5 for shipping.
Yeah.
That's free, y'all. That is free.
How much?
Free.
Free. 99.
All you're doing is paying $5 for the shipping. Even that's cheap shipping. That's BlueChew.com. Promo code ISSUES. To receive your first month free, visit BlueChew.com for more details and important safety information. And we thank Blue Chew for sponsoring the podcast.
Thank you, Blue Chew.
Thank you, Chew.
You gotta get food. Gotta get that deal.
You keep us hungry for what you do.
Yes, and diddly.
They hitting us with the questions.
Oh. If you were a transformer with a vehicle, which would you turn into? And you're still the same size.
You're still the same size as we are now?
I think.
Or as that.
That's not a very big car, though. I could be a motorcycle, maybe.
I'm turning into an electric scooter.
Oh.
The one that everybody rides, the bird scooter.
You were a transformer with vehicle.
I'd be a mobile home.
What are you turning into?
Can I be a mobile home?
Same size.
Same size.
You're still
I'd
your
be
same
a double
size.
Wide mobile home, baby.
I'm staying loyal to the Camry. Because it's been loyal to me.
You'll be a
I'm turn to my car. My car be mad as hell if I turned to something all different and fancy.
I done been with you through all these rough times.
I'm going to turn into a motorcycle.
Yeah, I think it's motorcycle.
A fast motorcycle. Mm-hmm. I could weave through traffic. That'd be fire.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I would do a motorcycle.
I want the container so I can put my stuff in there.
Oh, yeah, the little
my
seat.
Little back compartment.
Yeah. Oh, wait, Archie, are you going to be a... like a cafe type bike, or are you gonna be a, like, you know, motorcycle?
I'm one of them.
Harley Davidson.
You going Harley?
No, not Harley.
You're going cross rocket.
I'm breezing through.
You're 1500, huh?
I'm a Kawasaki.
Tony doing 200.
Oh, yeah. I'm breezing through that traffic.
When the guys back, like, what the hell was that?
Transform back into my human form and hit the code and be on time for daddy. Every time.
I'd probably be one of them T Rex. Two wheels.
Pretty sure you said vehicle.
Oh, that is a vehicle.
What's he? Because I was thinking of Grimlock. I'm going to write the Grimlock.
Oh, yeah. Grimlock. T-Rex.
No, you're talking about those.
Y'all are talking bigger. I thought it had to be an actual size.
That's what I thought.
That's what I thought, too.
That's how I'm reading it.
They said
any vehicle, you just turn back into human. If that's the case, I'm turning into a plane then.
Because the size has to make sense.
Yeah.
Because the Transformers are big because they turn into big-ass trucks.
They do. Right.
The same size. Like,
right.
They don't
grow
when they change and then shrink when they go back. So I figure I'm the same size.
So that's all we can do is be a motorcycle, pretty much.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
From the same size.
Chaz over
scooter.
Here.
Double
wide.
Chaz
on double wide
big
trailer.
Y.
You know what I'm saying?
Would you rather fight a gorilla for 3 minutes or smash in front of your family? Oh, these are all... Okay, sorry.
What is happening?
Fight a gorilla for 3 minutes, smash in front of your family... Do 10 years in prison for a crime you didn't commit.
Definitely ain't doing that.
Or snitch on your friend and they do 5 years. I'm smashing in front of the family.
I'm smashing in front of the family.
You said that up.
Yeah, that was too easy. You just wanted us to smash in front of our family.
Kitchen table during Thanksgiving.
Yeah, I'm turning it.
Gather around, everyone.
Yeah. It's going to be a
bang on the glass. Ding, ding, ding.
Oh, yeah. I'm smashing in front of the family. I ain't fighting no damn gorilla.
Kids, you don't have to look, but if you must.
Right.
This is how you got here.
Yeah.
Easy work.
That was a really
You made
easy
it too easy, yeah. Golden yeah. Joseph.
Yeah,
that was
around.
Too easy.
Jordan asks, what state or city would you move to if you were getting a 5-bedroom house for free?
Well, if it's free, I'm
Los
staying
Angeles.
Here. Yeah. If it's, why am I moving?
We
if I got a free
move.
House.
We
got
to move. So we got to go. I'm going to an expensive ass Hawaii.
Ooh.
That's isolated.
That's
yeah,
nice.
Yeah.
Pricey, though.
You want to live there, though?
Yeah, why not?
Well, because, like, when I went, I was talking to the people, and they said they hate it because you stuck. You can't. Like everywhere else,
why
you wanna,
say they stuck? They can leave.
You have to get and go. Well, you fly, have to get flight. On. You can't just drive and you stuck shade. There. Like yeah. You're just there. Touché. So that's why they always trying to get off. It's beautiful to visit,
yeah.
But to stay there and this is all you. And you know the island ain't so big. Only so big. I mean, that's just it.
I ain't taking that many road trips anyway. So
if you gotta be stuck somewhere,
it's a nice place to be stuck.
It's a very beautiful
I was
place.
Stuck in Atlanta for 20 years.
Right. If I gotta go,
you know what I'm saying.
If I'm getting a free house. And I have to move. I probably move back to the Bay, honestly.
That's Cali.
Oh, we have to shit. It's states. My bad.
Yeah.
Wait, what's a state or city? State
oh,
or
then city. I'm going back
would
to the
you
Bay.
You going back to the Bay? If you
were man, pick something else besides Cali. I'm sick of your Cali ass.
Hey, man. You got where else weed and weather, baby.
Where else would you go?
It's wonderful.
I'm going somewhere just dumb pricey.
San Diego?
Dago wouldn't be bad.
That's still California. Let's get out of California, man. Yeah.
New York?
I'll probably go to New York or
high
Vegas.
Rise in New York, high rise in New York?
I'm going to
was
Brazil.
A five-bedroom house.
Yeah. Five-bedroom house.
Oh.
So you wouldn't be in Manhattan.
So you wouldn't be, you had to be on the outskirts somewhere.
You'd probably be in Queens.
No, that's a five-bedroom house. You get it right there in the city. You
can't do a penthouse?
Where? A house?
I ain't never seen no
house. I never seen
one. You get a brownstone.
Yeah.
Oh.
Is that a house?
No.
Yeah.
Why not?
I mean, they're going to charge you house prices for it, but technically.
Brownstones, you have backyards?
Yeah.
What about really? A penthouse? That don't count?
Yeah, they have rooftops, backyard, fire escape, all that.
I could do New York.
I love New York.
New York's a good time.
Yeah.
I
could do New York.
If it was free.
100%.
Y'all all staying local. I'm going to Brazil.
I got to get familiar with these other countries.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not even going to move. My kids got to, you know.
They watch some videos.
I need to get a taste. I need to get a taste.
Even though I say I would never want to live in Vegas, if it was free.
Free.
Five-bedroom Vegas.
I'm low-key, because that's close enough to come to L.A.
You
that's close.
Maneuver.
I'm going to be fat as hell. my brother there.
That's going to be a waste of money. Vegas homes ain't that expensive anyway.
Texas?
Nah. I don't like the weather. See, my problem is weather. So I'm like, I like New York.
Cali has the best weather.
Yeah,
right?
We have a problem with, it's hard for us to do these kind of questions because of weather.
Does Cali have the best weather?
I don't know anymore.
Yeah.
Weather is weird now.
It's right very, now. It's very,
depending on
yep,
where you're
very
at in
tricky.
Cali,
yep.
It is weird.
It makes a difference.
But compared to New York weather right now, oh, yeah.
Okay, no. Cali's definitely over New York's weather. It's Miami hard. Weather can't compete with Cali.
They got
hurricanes
down.
Miami be feeling right. I wouldn't mind a five-bedroom in Miami.
I think it's washed away.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, do be.
You know what? Just hold on.
So Cali, so Cali does have the crib.
Well, only reason I'm answering this way because we took California off the table.
Oh. Well, this was something else. I just threw it away.
Nobody's
weather.
Moving to another country but me.
I don't know the other countries
well
enough.
I don't know which country. Yeah. I like Portugal a lot. I like Amsterdam.
Yeah, you live right on the water.
I want to go to Sweden. I want to go to Switzerland.
Sweden.
And they expensive. So if I get a five-bedroom in Switzerland, but I don't know.
Switzerland or Sweden? Because he said.
Switzerland. Yeah. Oh, I know Switzerland is expensive.
Yeah. Sweden's nice, though.
Yeah.
Just the hours get weird in the summertime.
I want to hit up Africa.
It was on fire, Mario.
I definitely do.
I don't know. I want to go to South Africa. I want to go to Ghana. I want to go to Nigeria. You know, 27%.
Me too.
Nigerian, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, this is, I'm coming on, essentially. So, you know what I'm saying? There's that. Maybe I'll give me a spot in Africa regardless.
Just to have it?
Just to have it. And it's right there, and I've been wanting to go.
Africa or South Africa?
But see, I want to know where I'm going in Africa, too.
I want to go in the thick of Africa.
You want, like, lions and stuff in front of the house?
No, I want that. I want lions.
Blacks.
You know what I'm saying? I want Africa.
Yeah,
I want it to feel like every move I make, I want it to feel like I'm in Africa.
That was the only thing about Seychelles that I was like, we going to Africa. And it was like, we in Hawaii.
We was there.
This ain't what I envisioned.
We was in Resort Bliss.
Yeah.
It was fantastic. But it definitely didn't feel like
it. Didn't feel like Africa.
I want to feel the Africa.
Me too.
Because I feel like, from what I've heard about South Africa, it might be a little bit too
No, oh, Joburg looks like a city, like a city. Yeah,
I don't want that to look like a city.
Yeah, and then Durban looks like a bootleg Miami.
I want huts and dirty.
I want.
You gonna get real, five babies running around with dirt. Snot in their nose.
You gonna get a five bedroom hut?
I want the kids dancing outside. Yeah, no shoes on.
Feed me
some dope ass Michael Jackson.
I want them to need me.
Feed me, sir.
I feel like I'm coming to make some changes.
I want
to
be an African for real.
Yeah, like
you know what I mean.
Like I did something when I came back.
Not enough flies on this one. Yeah. What else, guys?
I brought you guys fire.
DC be the first one that'll come back and be like, why are you niggas in my house?
Gather around, kids. Light a match. Ooh, man. I want that, bro. Make a change.
Lives and risks.
Yeah.
Like, put the AK-47 down, son. You don't need to do this.
Right.
He's like, actually, I do.
Building a well tomorrow for you guys.
Man.
Yeah.
Where you going, Chaz?
I can't stay in LA. Is that the
yeah, California? Yeah, LA's, I guess.
If I can't stay in LA,
I've never been in Toronto.
I'm a big fan of Chicago.
Yes, Chaz. Talk about it.
Mm-hmm. I'm a big fan of Seattle as well.
Me too, Chaz.
It rains all the time up there,
but I don't mind it.
It's fun.
I don't mind Washington.
I was just saying.
Yeah. I don't mind Washington.
Seattle's a great feeling.
That's, you know what?
Yeah, Seattle's a great feeling.
I can do Seattle, and that's ain't but an hour flight.
Ooh, give me a spot in Bellevue.
Bellevue, Washington.
Yeah, that whole area is
super nice.
Super expensive too.
That's one of the. I saw a list on Instagram this morning. The most expensive areas in the country.
Bellevue
was on there. Oh. It was like, I think like 4,000 something square per. Square foot.
Is that where Bill Gates lives?
Yeah.
Okay.
Off in that area.
I think, correct me if I'm wrong, but I think that's why they had to shut the comedy club down.
Because they couldn't afford it?
They couldn't afford the rent, I think.
It was super nice over there.
Yeah, it was super nice.
You drive across that long ass bridge or whatever, and then Bellevue.
You can see Bill Gates' house on the side of it.
You can?
Mansion or probably some shack.
No, it's like a big ass house on the side from the bridge you can see over.
Oh, snap.
Bill Gates' house. That was the one that he had everything modern, super modern.
Yeah.
Like the temperature change when you walk in the
room.
Man,
were you that rich?
Different artwork shows up that you like when you walk through.
Oh, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Mm. I think I could live in Dominican Republic. I don't know if they get hurricanes and stuff, though.
Yeah, they
be getting hurricanes.
Oh, yeah. So that's what I
get
need.
You get you a cane.
And their earthquakes hit different.
Yeah, you can get your nice little cane.
Haiti be getting messed up.
Don't build a front line.
Oh, yeah. Haiti be getting. What happened? Why does the earth be like you, nigga?
Yeah, they share islands, but you don't. I mean, you probably hear some. I don't. Here, Dominican Republic, like they tore down.
Mm-hmm. They be getting.
I be hearing Haiti getting. Here's an earthquake, Haiti hurricane.
Dominican Republic be getting their ass kicked too.
Yeah.
They had some
Puerto Rico
fairly
be getting
recently.
Hit a lot.
Yeah, Puerto Rico.
Puerto Rico be getting hit too.
Puerto Rico be getting hit in the mouth too.
Mm-hmm. But they said Honolulu gets no hurricanes.
No,
that's what I'm saying. Hawaii,
they got
they be having volcanoes.
That young fire almost destroyed everything. Yeah,
and volcanoes scare me more than any other natural disaster.
That's going to end it all.
Yeah,
yeah.
There's they no got stopping the ability it. To take us mm-hmm. all out.
No stopping it.
If Yellowstone go off, which is very active, it's a wrap.
What you mean it's a wrap?
If it detonates full capacity,
yeah. uh-huh.
oh, it's a wrap.
It's not the lava you should worry about. It's that
a wrap.
Ash.
Yeah.
It's
the
right,
ash
right.
Take
but
you up.
But it's the no sunlight. Are we far from it?
We're not far
not
enough.
Not far enough.
How far is Yellowstone?
That's Wyoming.
That's like two states away, ain't it?
Yeah. It's a couple states, but that's close.
When that explosion getting in the air.
You consider a global scale event like that, that's super close.
We can't just put some fans up?
Nah.
But they have something they can do underneath to like prevent
there's
it.
There's nothing they can do to prevent it.
Yeah,
I'm
they do. They have.
They try.
They try, but
no,
I mean, that shit is literally like an earthquake, and then it builds the lava up, and it kind of just blows it out of there. Essentially, that's how they work.
We can't just.
Will there be like a warning if it happens, or
they might give a couple signs, but
then we'll be in the.
It's literally like
off,
an earthquake. You don't know when the earthquake is going to happen.
Where could we go?
In the house.
It depends on the magnitude.
Hawaii.
Yeah.
Get out of here.
If it goes off and continuously goes off for a long period of time, once that sky fills up with the ash and it spreads globally, it's gonna fuck everything up.
It says it's gonna be worse than Krakatoa.
The hell's
no matter
Krakatoa.
Where you're at,
nowhere you can go.
Oh,
the hell's a Krakatoa?
Can we fly over it though?
You can't even fly.
Man.
If the sky is filled with ash, the airplane are done.
Yeah, shit.
And if you happen to be up in the sky at that time,
I hope I just die before all that happens, you know, like just I'm done.
And then all that old age happens. It's going to affect the weather, vegetation,
gas, blocking the sun, all that shit.
We just going to be out here. That's why I'd be like, everybody be like, tornadoes, man, volcanoes.
I'm like 95.
Take us all
out. My deathbed ain't like, here comes the volcano.
Check out.
And you survive.
Just slowly take
just survive.
Yeah, I'm gonna take everything out. Every plug. Is it here?
Hand me that cord.
Yeah. Is it here?
Wrap it up.
Yeah.
Wrap it up.
Terrifying.
I don't know. Yeah, I'm trying to find places with the least natural disasters. You know what I'm saying? That'd be.
That's why I didn't pick the South yet, because I like the South, but.
Honestly, the Midwest probably has the, like upper Midwest, Michigan, Illinois,
Chicago.
Well, it's Illinois, but like they don't have.
You're gonna freeze.
You're gonna be cold. You're gonna be cold. But I don't remember any earthquakes. I don't remember any tornadoes.
In Chicago,
the probability of tornadoes
further down
is
in Illinois.
That's what I'm saying. The further down you like that Kansas.
Yeah.
But like I don't like Cleveland. I don't remember ever hearing about any tornadoes.
I can't do Canada because they winters are just unbearable.
Yeah,
Canada's big.
So I say if you got to deal with some blizzards 3 months out the year, you know when they come in.
You can just dip out.
You can
for
just
the winter.
You can just come back.
That's easier for people to say who live like who from there.
Well, yeah, I mean, but
that's how I'd be feeling about earthquakes. I'd be like, nah.
Yeah, but an earthquake can do some real destruction.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Like back in the day.
That North Korean shit? I'm glad I wasn't around for that.
But like back in the day, our pipes would freeze with water sometimes. So it would happen, right? Cheap stuff. I don't think it happens anymore now. But did your pipes ever freeze with water?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it would happen. So, and then once we had ice hit our door, we couldn't open our door for a day.
Oh,
yeah.
Damn.
But then you also know these storms are coming. You also know,
you get prep.
They would give you hands up for sure.
Yeah, prep for them.
Get your groceries right.
Get your stuff.
Yeah.
Lock
down.
Hunker down.
Yeah.
And like I ain't been through it. Like in Montana, it'd be like, y'all got to stay in for the next.
Earth.
You open the door and the whole thing is just snow.
Oh, I'd rather deal with like snow disasters.
I go like, if that's, like you're not dealing with no avalanches and you know what I mean? Yeah. So I go like, if that's the worst, you can always go back there and you'd be
all right. Just tuck in.
You can just tuck in.
Especially in a house I ain't paying rent on. I don't mind staying
for a while. The heat working.
I think Seattle's the same. I don't know if they get a whole bunch of natural disasters up there.
They got volcanoes
up there. But they definitely got an active volcano.
They got Mount Rainier. Is that a volcano?
Mount St. Helens is detonated in the
80s. Mount Rainier is the one. That's the one. That's the active one out there.
Helens is active too.
Yeah, I'm saying they got multiple, but the one that's near like Seattle, that is Mount Rainier.
Yeah,
it's none in Michigan, dog.
It's not in the Midwest. No,
Chad's going home.
My answer.
Chad's going home.
If it comes to find a place, that's what I think of, like where I won't die off some dumb shit.
Yeah, Chicago's a good pick.
Chicago's solid. It's a great city.
Love
it's fun.
Chicago.
Yeah,
I'm gonna be fat. If I go
the food
back
is gonna be dope.
I might not be fat.
No, I don't
I'm
think
in a different.
You've
place
made
it.
You're
life
in a different place now. You have way.
You just can't
way
go get
control
hooked again. No. You can't be like, oh,
I'm like, you know, let me treat myself.
Yeah,
all those treat yourself moments are building.
That's what it is. It's
May. Let me treat myself.
It's too many.
But for Chicago to have such good food, I don't think it's one of the most obese places.
Because you walk. It's like New York.
Once you think about it,
the South is where the obese.
Oh yeah, think about it. Yeah,
big as hell.
It'd be huge.
They big in the Midwest too.
Oh yeah, they, but
I'm just
the
saying
South
that
it's
not just
like
known.
Chicago,
look
for
at the city infrastructure, the way it's designed.
Right,
you can walk more places. Anywhere you can walk more places,
Chicago's
people are going to be less. They're going to be
burning them calories. Yeah,
easily. The South is like you can't walk anywhere.
Texas ain't that walkable.
Really,
you can't, bro.
It's farmlands and shit, highways and old roads and shit. Like that's just how it's built. So it's not. Maybe
that's
you
my
get exercise
favorite in part about New York is the walkability.
Oh,
yeah,
I'll be walking all over the place.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah,
it's gonna be moving. Man, even like when people like hop on the train, I look at it. I be like, it's only. I'm just gonna walk.
Oh, yeah,
I like how everything's just open in New York. Mm-hmm. Late night, you go get you a sandwich or whatever
that
you need.
I like how it's cracking really late at night.
Yeah, early morning, late
pick
night.
New York.
I'd be like, man, it's 3 a.m.
You
and
didn't
all
pick
this
New
going
York
on?
I picked Brazil. Come on, don't talk to me.
But you just like, none of y'all picked New York. You didn't pick it. You from there.
No, no.
I picked Brazil. I lived in New York already.
Understand.
I would have picked New York if it had like better options for like an actual house. My grandpa has a brownstone, so I know what it's like, but I'll still be in next to
somebody.
Yeah,
I want a backyard.
Yeah, brownstone still
that
seem like
you
it's that apartment.
You piled up
you
paid millions of dollars to
for
be
this,
piled up.
Yeah.
That's what don't sit right with me.
They
have
full-on
homes
I'm going
in
with
Brooklyn.
Washington.
Hmm? They have full-on homes in Brooklyn and upstate New York.
Like a house?
Yeah, house.
With big backyards?
I know Queens got them.
I lived in New Rochelle. We had a big house and a big backyard.
Like a house with a neighbor a mile away?
No, that's the country.
I want my neighbor a little bit away from me.
Well, you can do that in Michigan. You can go all that whole Midwest. You got plenty of space.
I think we're sitting on half acre.
That's good. Half acre's big. Yeah. That's a good chunk of space.
Yeah, especially in New York.
That brown.
What about those sky rise penthouse?
That's still not like a house.
Those look immaculate.
Yeah, it's like a hotel. Those look crazy though.
For sure.
No,
but I don't like living like that.
Yeah,
permanent, man. I want to live above the peasants.
She got one of those.
You know what I'm saying?
One of them big high rise, three levels.
Yeah, you be outside, Craig be out there in his window, no pants on,
right?
Cooking,
singing. And I want to go outside.
I don't want a door guy.
You can go outside. You got to go down 30 elevators, bro. You're outside.
And that's too many people. Too many people in my business. My house, I can do whatever I want. It's like something he described. You can do whatever you want.
Wait, how they in your business? You 30 floors up?
Because somebody got to come check in that door. Somebody, they got to get up there. So somebody got to know.
Whenever I visit a girl and she living in an apartment, I feel like people be seeing me. The staff downstairs, Tony Baker, who they want to see? Yeah. Just like, you know, or it's if too I come much. In with them, they're like, I don't like the eyeballs and the visibility, man.
I like
how even though they probably not gonna say that, but it's just I know
somebody
I was
seeing
them.
Yeah. Right on what you were doing over here?
Yeah, it's like look at Tony up in this building.
TMZ's there when you get out.
We going upstairs. You know what I'm saying? No matter what's going on, something's going on in their mind.
Right.
I don't like that.
Even at the house, like I never, Cotty parks in the front. I don't park in the front. I don't know, want people to know when I'm home. I don't want people to know. I go through the back.
I don't want you to know my schedule.
Like, I don't want, especially with us, where we stay at, you know, people can see us.
Yeah.
This is main street. So I'm like, nah, man, I don't want nobody.
I get that, yeah.
Especially now that we done been stopped a few times walking on the street. Like, I'm like, hell no.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm in the back.
In and out, yeah.
And I don't turn no lights on. The only light in the back stay on.
I don't think we factored that in when we started doing stand-up. Like the privacy that
I don't think we factored in the internet.
And well, I mean.
That's what it was.
In general, you know what I mean?
I factored it in. I knew what I was signing up for before I even started this journey. I know fame comes with it.
Yeah.
And so I knew it would happen eventually in some capacity. So it's always been in the back of my mind. It's not like this is crazy. I mean, it's cool, but
until you have to do something that's super private.
You know you're going to get fans, you're going to get recognized. Right. So it's like, all right.
I think it's just when it's just different when the reality hits.
No, but when you originally start, you start because
you have
of the
dream.
Love.
Yeah.
Like, and, I love this.
But to his point, you have the
yeah, now, yeah.
You know what's going to happen.
But I just think it's just different when it happens.
I'm trying to think when I started, was I like, I'm doing this to be famous, or was I like, oh, I love making
movies? No, it's just, you know, because if you're trying to reach a pinnacle, that's what comes with it.
Yeah. Right.
I got to see it, so that's why I picked writing. I was like, when I go eat with my kids, I want to go eat with my kids.
Yeah.
Oh, hey, can I get an autograph? Nah, nigga. I wanted to get just famous enough to get into every club.
Right.
That's funny.
I think times have definitely changed. I think the allure of a celebrity isn't as much because of social media. You see them all the time. Like, remember before, if somebody showed up, you're like, oh shit, that's so and so, because you never see them.
Right.
Whereas now, I think when they do it now, it's more of a familiarity. They're just talking to you because, like, they feel like they know you versus, we never see this person come out of the shadows or whatever. So it's just a different kind of fame now.
Yeah. Where they're trying to bait you so that they can
do some shit so they can with their phone out. Yeah.
Because really, they're not asking for autographs like that, they're asking for pictures.
Right. Yeah, the post.
And like, I get a picture. I'm like, yeah.
Right here in front of this apartment building.
I'm yeah every time.
Right.
I'm yeah every time, man. I'm like, absolutely.
Especially if I didn't watch them psych themselves up to do it. Like, it was a dude at the Laker game. He was like, hey, man, just want to let you know. I was like, all right, bet. And he walked away, and I heard him. He was like, no, fuck that. And he came back.
Oh, nah.
And he was like, hey, can we get a picture? I was like, hell yeah, bro. Because I saw
that's
him funny, build up man. The courage to be like, no, I'm doing this. And he had to, like, go talk to himself. Like, no, fuck that. And he was like, man,
that,
can
man,
I get a picture, man? I'm going to be a fan.
You
I was like, yeah, bro.
Once, man. Yeah, I'm, every time.
Yeah. When they do ask, I'll be like, yeah, come on.
Yeah, every time.
Bring it in.
I can't see myself turning it down.
Nah, somebody in the comments.
Absolutely just completely rude.
Yeah, somebody in the comments said, I think it was you. And me, they were like, they're real personable in real life.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, oh, no, I'm in real life? Like,
real
on.
Life, I'm chill.
Like, Let's do it.
Every time.
It just, my only fear is like, yeah, there's a certain level of having my kids, my daughter with me, my family with me, the privacy. I just don't like that. You know what I mean? I don't like the spectacle. That'd be like my only concern. If I start going somewhere, then it becomes like, oh, that, and I'm like, man, I'll just stay at home. And I'm already a homebody.
Yeah.
I already don't want to go outside.
Yeah.
I don't need much to make me never want to come outside again.
See, look at Sherry. Sherry, DC took a pic with me. I got you, yeah. Sherry.
Yeah, I definitely respect the on the low. Like when I got my picture with Stan Lee. Huh?
Mm.
That was a whisper from across the room. Like I saw the dude and I like mouthed to his assistant. Like he was like, yeah, just wait for a second. Cause I didn't want to, he just trying to chill. It was Comic-Con, yeah. You know what I mean? So everybody, mm-hmm. The airport packed.
Right.
And they had him kind of tucked off and nobody saw him. And I just happened to see him and I was like, and I went over there real quick. Yeah. And I got out of there because
I'd be like, Stan!
And then that makes everybody
tell
look
me everything
up.
About Peter Parker.
Man.
What else can you tell me?
I'd have definitely.
They just said Chaz could play Charles S.
Dutton. Where is Charles S. Dutton, man?
Come on.
Well, he was Rock. What was his brother?
Come on, Joey. Yeah.
Joey was his brother. That was a great show.
Yeah, Rock was fired. Rock was always mad.
No, he was.
Yeah, he was always mad.
Mm-hmm. I'm just a garbage man.
Yeah. That was a great show, man. Damn ratings.
Wasn't there an episode where Pinky was on it and he choked him up in the scene?
Yeah.
Against
the door. Mm-hmm.
But they say Keon and DC are dope in person, not intimidating like I scared myself to believe. What?
People do be the funniest, probably biggest compliment I ever got was feeling people shake during the picture. I'm like, oh, they really nervous. Like they really, but it's like a compliment. Like they like you so much that they're nervous.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, this is cute.
I'll be feeling bad. Yeah, like, yeah, because I feel that a lot and I just be like, oh man, you nervous. Yeah. So I'll be like, in my mind, I'll be like, don't be nervous. You know what I'm saying? Because I can feel them shaking.
But I don't think it's a, I think they're just happy.
Oh, like, I get why. That's why I don't feel bad. I'll be feeling bad because I'm like, man, they nervous because they don't want to be shaking.
Yeah. Like, you know I wonder saying? If they know that they're doing it.
Probably not. They can probably tell.
They'd be like, yeah, can I do it? You just feel it.
Sorry, Tony. I'm sorry, Tony. Yeah. Sorry, Tony.
Yeah.
Tony's like, yeah, you're digging in my ribs with your hands.
I think it's one of those double-edged things, bro. Like, you appreciate it, what it can bring for you and all that good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But then the other side of it, I'm like, yeah, dog, you can't.
As long as they're not rude, I don't mind.
I knew what I signed up for.
Yeah.
So it's just be like, just don't be rude.
If they're not rude, I don't mind. Or entitled, I don't mind.
You got a picture limit?
Good.
If the first one don't work, that's it?
No, I let them go. But after a while, I've said, I'm like, all right, this is the last one. Because they're like, this one didn't come out good. I'm like, all right, let's, especially if there's a line. We got
to. That's the thing. If it's a move line, I try to rush it up. That happened last night. I was at the Hollywood Improv, and somebody was trying to take a picture. And it was a line. Not a line for me, but it was a line of people coming out of the showroom.
Mm-hmm.
So I was just like, you better hurry. That line is forming. So I put that pressure on.
Yeah.
Because it's hard to get a bad picture now because the cameras do the self-focus, fix itself.
Mm-hmm.
That's just the way you look, bro.
This is it.
Going no further.
Yeah, but if it ain't no pressure like that, I'll take several different pics.
Mm-hmm.
And then I might be like, all right, man.
You going to do the prom pics with people, the prom poses?
If they want it. Sometimes I'll do the prom pose just on the strength. I'll just do it. Like, let me give you the prom hands on the shoulder. I'll be doing that all the time.
A proper
boyfriend been trying to get his girlfriend all close to you. No, hug up on her, man. Get it,
You grab and hold her by the waist, man. Put your pelvis in her cheeks.
Yeah, dude, you my favorite. The one that like
my turn, Tony.
You want to be cool?
Wait, hold on.
Wrap your hands around my back.
Damn, man.
I give everybody the same pose. I just
Hey.
You give them the,
this person
like I'm Keanu displaying Reeves. Them. Yeah, the displaying.
Usually I'll be like this.
How you do?
Yeah.
I ain't touching
them. Nobody like
touching them.
Yeah. But yeah, I'm always down for the pictures.
Mm-hmm. I don't mind at all. I'm thankful, that's why. So I'm like, I appreciate it.
They just asked a question. Have y'all done a TB and Friends Daddy Issue show yet? Yeah, we have.
Kind of.
Yeah.
A Tony Baker and Friends.
Not Craig, though.
Just minus Craig.
Yeah, minus Craig.
No?
So Tony Baker's and Friends just with us.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
We did.
For sure.
Well, on his birthday.
We did on his birthday.
Yeah.
But it's not. It's not just us though.
No,
Keenan and Luby.
You're right.
That's what I'm saying.
Mo, you're right. You're right. Yeah. My bad. You're right. You're right. I stand corrected, Keon.
We haven't done that, but we've definitely done.
Yeah, just not young Gregory. You be getting up though, Craig?
No, I get to this month.
Yeah?
Yeah, we get to for 2 weeks.
All right, I gotta go.
The giant hands. Where you at, DC?
I'm off this week. I'm gonna be doing some LA stuff. So hopefully you catch me at the Comedy and Magic Club Friday or Saturday.
Okay.
In Hermosa Beach.
Hopefully too.
Yeah, hopefully. Hopefully.
I ain't done that place if I ever. That's definitely pre.
And I'm going to sell some Prove It shirts online.
Ooh.
So be looking at my Instagram page.
I didn't realize you had Prove It shirt. I just saw that right now.
I've had these for a while.
Yeah. But I don't know why I didn't like. I know you did. Like, yeah. I'm saying out loud, but I don't know why I never.
Yeah. Craig. At Craig Wayans on everything. You'll probably catch me at a camera store buying a camera.
Getting a new camera.
Yeah, gonna set up a little podcast studio in the garage.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, okay. Turn up.
Samesies.
Samesies. March 8th, I am in Bellflower at the Stand Up Comedy Club in Bellflower. I don't know what it's called.
Where is that at? What's
it's in Bellflower. So it's like Long Beach-ish.
Oh, yeah.
I just forgot what the club is called. Stand Up Comedy Live. In Bellflower. If you Google Bellflower and stand up comedy, the club will come up. Ashanti wins March 8th.
Hey.
Also, a friend of ours, my man Ronnie Ray, has a special on his YouTube channel that is very dope. It's very great.
Oh snap.
I think he dropped it almost a couple weeks ago. So please, please, please go to YouTube, go to Ronnie Ray and check out his first comedy special.
Ronnie Ray.
He did his thing.
Shout out to Ronnie Ray.
Chi-town.
Oh, wait. I'm in a hip hop story.
Oh, you are.
He plays MC Hammer. Craig plays MC Hammer.
You playing MC Hammer?
Yeah. That's what's up.
Almost forgot. Yeah.
When's that drop?
It's February 23rd.
They dropped the limited, you got to get the list of theaters they got. Yeah.
Yeah.
I got to go watch that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. For sure.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought.
No, that's it.
Sorry. March 1st through the 3rd. Wait, March. 1st, 2nd, and 3rd. I'll be at Comedy Off Broadway in Lexington, Kentucky with Preacher Lawson. I don't know if the tickets are still available, but. And then I think today, which will be Thursday for you guys, I'll be dropping my tour schedule. Even though it's on my website, but I'll be dropping the full schedule and then still adding dates. I got another, I'm telling y'all now, I'm doing another Under the Radar show at Flappers on April 8th. I don't know who's going to be on the show yet, but it's going to be some more comedians that are funny that just might not get the exposure. And so look out for that. KeonPulley.com on everything. The merch is all up and all that stuff. And then that's it.
I'll be local this weekend. So if any of you guys are in the LA area, I'll be doing a set at the Laugh Factory on, what's the day, 20th? February 22nd, I'll be at the Laugh Factory on the 7 p.m. show. And then Saturday, I'll be at the Hollywood Improv on the 7 p.m. show. And then Monday, I'll be at Kev on Stage's show at Flappers. And then that following Tuesday, I'll be doing a set at, I forget the name of the venue. It's in Hollywood. What's that CP show?
Oh, it's
Los Globos.
Los Globos, two funny Tuesdays.
Did they change venues?
Not that I've. Don't give me the line.
Hold on, because that's not the venue they told me. So I'll be there. New episodes of Verbal Cardio drop every Wednesday. This week will be the same. I'm also dropping reviews for Bob Marley, One Love, and Madam Web. So I'll be so check those reviews out and promote that one. Yeah. I think that's it. Tony Bacon Friends returns March 25th at Flappers Comedy Club. So if you are in the LA area, that's when it comes back. And I think that's it, y'all. I think that's it. But I appreciate y'all. Thank you for the questions. Thank you for pulling up. Thank you for caring. Thank you for being in the Chatsworth. And until next time, we out.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.